All right, any global travelers out there? Well, we got some good news for you, at least when you return home. No more testing. For the past year and a half, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had required a negative COVID test for flyers coming to the U.S. But what about the rest of the world? What's the situation there? Well, Seth Kaplan is our world traveler, not just here in House transportation analyst, but he's off on his own adventure. Hey, Seth, where are you going?
Hey, Scott, heading to Africa, to South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, and I guess maybe Zambia on that side of Victoria Falls.
Wow. All right, so what are the rules as far as testing or not requiring testing to get into all those countries? Was it easy to find out what the rules are?
Rather easy, although I have to say, despite what I do for a living, as you said, Scott, I had a moment of panic last night when I went to check in. And for a moment on the airline website, it seemed that I needed a negative PCR result. Of course, it's not instant. I didn't have one. I'm flying tonight. Well, no, I just needed to update my vaccination records. And that's all you need for those countries. But that's how quickly things are changing, that there was one little part of the site they hadn't updated and had to go figure out on my own that no, I didn't need that.
Well, I guess one of these lessons is, depending on where you go, it sounds like it's got to be really complicated. I understand your parents just left for a cruise to Europe, which has its own rules for people on cruises, for people on planes.
Exactly. Yeah, they flew out last night. It feels like everybody's just you know, kind of getting back out there, anybody who's ever traveled. And so to the countries where they're going in Europe, like most countries at this point, if you're vaccinated, you're fine. But they're taking a cruise that required a negative PCR result within 72 hours before travel. But here's how quickly, Scott, things are changing. My mother texted me, she got over there, that the cruise has now stopped testing people. Yeah, so you just have to test while you're on the cruise even
to
stay on it. And effective with today's cruise, they've done away with that. So changing quickly.
Yeah. All right. So for the rest of us who may be going on these trips, what's your advice? How do we get the latest news of where we're going?
Well, there's some good sites online. Kayak, and it's not the only one, has a map of what countries are open. At this point, I do have to say it's interesting, just kind of doing my own little research before this segment. We've gotten to the point where, of countries where most American has ever imagined traveling, you know, China's still off limits. Japan's still largely closed if you're not on a tour. New Zealand about to open. Mm. Most other countries at this point, if you're vaccinated at least, you can pretty much show up and get into the country. And that's a big change from as recently as just a few months ago in a lot of those countries.
And some of these changes are, of course, because of lobbying from the travel industry to ease some of these rules for obvious reasons. But people are still getting COVID. One of my friends who is a flight attendant just tested positive. So in this moment, what do the health experts say about keeping yourself safe in the skies?
Well, wearing a mask is always safer than not wearing one. Let's not forget, the mask mandate has gone away on airplanes and elsewhere, but there's no mask prohibition. And I think one thing that a lot of us have learned is, in terms of keeping other people around us safe and in terms of keeping ourselves safe, you're always better to have a mask than not have one. You're in an enclosed space when you're on an airplane of lots of people. And as you said, the numbers suggest that, there's a chance a few of those people might be infected,
even though the airlines are working to recirculate the air on the planes. It's here now. Yes. Transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Thank you. Safe travels.
You got it, Scott. Thank you.